Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, I think if I had a crystal ball, I would answer that question. I think that we have 11 picks. I've always looked at draft picks as currency. You can either use that on a player, you can trade up, you can trade back, you can trade for future picks in future years. I think we're fortunate to be in this position. I think that as we continue to sign back our players, as many as we can, our good young players, we're going to be in a situation where, you know, salary cap is critical. And so for us, young talent, the influx of young players every single year, competing to make the roster, I think is really important. Now, we have a good team. We feel good about our roster. It's going to be hard for 11 players to make the team out of the gates this year. I mean, if they do, it'd be incredible. History tells us that probably not all 11 picks are going to make the initial 53-man roster, which is a good problem to have. It means we're a talented team. So I like having 11 picks. I think it gives us a lot of flexibility in different ways. And, I think that our goal would be to have extra picks every single year.
So that was some of the sounds from Eric DaCosta earlier today. The Ravens held their annual, quote, liars luncheon, fed the media, and then met with the media, Eric DaCosta and John Harbaugh, though Harbs did mostly sitting. He didn't really have many questions pointed his way because, quite frankly, this was draft stuff, so that was more Eric's purview. And Eric answered questions for about 45 minutes, and Bone and I were there. It was a very interesting early, I guess, late morning, early afternoon.
Yeah, there's always trepidation with this, right? These teams do this. It's kind of a publicity stunt, right? I mean, you're sort of gearing up more attention and focus on the draft. The league has turned the draft into a huge moneymaker. The teams can use this as a chance to send messages and sub messages and, you know, basically propaganda out into the media and into other war rooms, trying to influence or dissuade or confuse. You're also sometimes sending messages to agents and players. And how much of it, you know, how many clues are really left behind? How much is there to really glean? I think that's highly debatable. But it's impossible to, obfuscate everything, right? It's impossible for everything to be a pre-planned smokescreen. They kind of have an idea what questions are going to be asked. But to have some sort of stock answer that you think, you know, serves your higher goals is difficult. So, like, when I listen to him talk about the potential to draft a tight end, I think, when I listen to him talk about the offensive line and the inherent value that keeping Ronnie Stanley provides, but then also, you know, kind of admit that they do like drafting offensive linemen and they think they're pretty good at it, you know, you're like, Even the way they talked about a kicker. I mean, you can't obscure everything. Like, this roster has certain strengths, mostly on the a lot of strengths. Extreme strengths on the offensive side of the ball. They're dealing with a situation with their kicker that seemed fairly improbable 6-7 months ago, but is very real right now. And the defense has not been able to do the things it does in the regular season and the postseason. So we know they're going to lean into some of these truths. And, you know, I think at times they are just kind of saying what it is because it's pretty clear it is what it is.
Yeah, it's trying to parse through all of the information. Yes. And Eric DaCosta, a couple of years ago, I remember him being asked about the Liar's Luncheon name, and he thought it was an appropriate name for this press conference. But that being said, you're right, Jason. It's not like he was just blowing smoke for 45 minutes. That's not the case. I think some of the big takeaways, and you mentioned it, the Mark Andrews of it all, him leaning into saying that the strength of this draft is the middle rounds. Where do they have a lot of picks? The middle rounds.
Oh, and how many draftable players are there?
217 draftable players. I got it on my little notepad here, Jason. And
how can you read it on that notepad?
It's a post-it note. Yeah.
He compared it to 2022, which, remember, that's when they selected the six fourth rounders that year. Said that they're going to draft a corner. Said they're going to draft a safety. I asked him about returner. John Harbaugh interrupted Eric DaCosta and said, yes, I would like to see a returner.
We brought that up a week ago. That's still a significant need.
So I think there were definitely some you know, notable quotes there.
I also was interested, obviously, at the end of the press conference, he was asked about the fifth-year options, and Eric does not answer fifth-year option questions except one time. If you remember, the one time he answered a fifth-year option question, he said they were going to pick up the fifth-year option of Hollywood Brown. And then he was traded. And Eric actually volunteered today that trade was consummated on the Monday before the draft, but was not announced because they didn't want other teams to know they might be interested in a wide receiver. So that said, we were joking, a few of us were joking about it beforehand, because Hollywood, if you remember, that trade got done so early that he was at the Cardinals draft party in Arizona. So he knew it was done, and Eric volunteered that it was done on the Monday before the draft. And then John joked and said, yeah, I knew that one ahead of time. So, but yeah, he said, look, we'll announce at the appropriate time. So that's Hamilton and Linderbaum.
Yeah, I mean, look, we broke down their positions of need. We've broken down the strengths of this draft. This draft is going to be about trying to find potential starters on defense. It's going to be about replacing a kicker who looks like he's going to leave under fairly despicable circumstances. It's going to be about finding future starters on the offensive line, maybe not present-day starters, but I think they're looking for a couple of guys who could be starting as soon as next year on the offensive line. And it's going to be about probably doubling and tripling down on the front seven.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. He brought up that stat saying that they have the lowest amount of cap spending on their offensive line, and he was proud of that because of the fact that they're all draft picks. The only guy that's getting paid real money right now is Ronnie Stanley.
And they don't like to pay two or three guys on the offensive line, and I'm still not sure the prospect of a $20-plus million center, I just don't know if, as good as that player is, he's not best of breed. He's not the best on the planet. And they don't like paying guys as the best on the planet if that's not who they are, especially if they play a position that isn't one of the three or four most important on the football field, and especially if he plays a position where they've been willing to play undrafted free agents there in playoff games.
Oh, yeah. They don't mind. Hey,
was Patrick McCary?
Yeah. They were rotating tackles in a playoff game at one point in time.
Yeah. So the offensive line part of this, it does intrigue me, because with 11 picks, if they use them all or they use most of them, there's going to be an offensive lineman or two in there.
And that's where it kind of goes back to left tackle, getting a true developmental left tackle. I'm not saying it has to be a first rounder, second rounder, but someone that
you can is hold. That Rosengarten? Does it have to be a left tackle?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with bolt cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
I do want to point out, and Jason wasn't there, but Tim and I were there. I thought the food was exceptional today. I just a shout really out. Like, I don't know.
What did you guys have?
They had steak. They had chicken. Yeah.
Did you go in the cafeteria?
Yeah.
One of these
yeah,
where you go in the cafeteria?
Yeah. It's the one time.
And just order whatever you want?
Dude, the ravioli.
They had ravioli. They like they full salad bar.
I don't even like mushrooms.
How many
mushroom
doggy ravioli bags did Aloysius bring back with him?
Yeah.
Did he know it was in the cafeteria?
Yeah, because that's where it
he
is.
He would have brought
year
an igloo cooler, I would think, under a circumstance like that.
Late. I was very surprised, but he was talking to someone on the PR staff saying Manny, I guess someone that works in the kitchen.
Yeah, he's been there forever.
Made him a box, and he brought it. I swear to God.
Well, they
I
know him.
God, well, we got to make sure we ask him about it. Yes. I'm writing that down right now for tomorrow.
Yes, he did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does that surprise you, though?
No. He's Jerry Bleepin' Coleman.
Yeah, that's right. That's the doctor right there. Hey, huge Tuesday show. Get started guest-wise. Talk a lot of baseball. Orioles back in action against the Guardians tonight. It's a 7 o'clock first pitch. So Baltimore baseball tonight at 6 live from Pickles National TV. That's why 96:30 start. John Mioli, Baltimore Banner, covers the O's, joins us at 2:30. Baltimore Oriole Hall of Famer, also part of our Baltimore baseball tonight coverage, Mike Bordick at 3 o'clock. We'll talk the Liars luncheon and Ravens draft plans with our friend Jonas Schaefer, covers the Ravens for the Banner at 4 o'clock. And then previewing this series, and also what are the Browns doing in the draft? Daryl Ryder from the Fan in Cleveland at 4:30.
Look, we will decipher a little bit of fact from fiction and play you guys the most pertinent clips from the Liars lunch. We will dig down a little bit more on the offensive line vis-a-vis the draft. The Orioles face a lefty tonight. Did you know? Despite only doing things to improve their lineup that supposedly should work against lefties, the Orioles and the Kansas City Royals are the only teams in baseball without a home run off a left-handed hitter to this point, a left-handed pitcher to this point in the season. Yeah, we will dig down on the Orioles lineup. We will look at the Guardians. Morton on the mound and the other team pitching a lefty might not be a great night for the Orioles, but who knows? Brian Baker.
Bake Show.
Is the moonwalking Bake Show all the way back? Are we buying that he could be?
Is he better than ever,
so far,
Jason?
He's been their most impactful reliever. He's been their most efficient.
Yeah.
How many times has he come in, throw one or two pitches, get a double play, and wham, bam, thank you, man?
Bake Show.
Bake Show. We will hear some of what Mike Elias had to say to the award-winning Hot Stove, or not Hot Stove, Front Office
GM,
Show.
Yeah.
Front Office Show on MLB Radio, Sirius Radio Network. A couple surprises along the way as well.
Coming up next, though, we talked about the Liars lunch, and now we'll hear from Eric DaCosta. What did he have to say today at the press conference? You're going to hear it next here on The Fan.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.